going on, guys? Matt Downs with Daily Grind Fantasy Sports to go over this LPL two-game slate breakdown. Right now, we have no sports for today, so hopefully everybody enjoys this video. But first, I want to go over a pretty big announcement. As of yesterday, we actually are now switching. Well, not switching. We are copying over all of our YouTube videos into an MP3 format and uploading them to podcasts. Platforms such as Spotify, Apple iTunes, so you guys can all take advantage of our podcast and YouTube video. If you guys aren't able to watch a YouTube video, or if you just aren't a fan of YouTube, we now have this available for Spotify and iTunes, and again, all other big platforms for podcasts in general. So I will be dropping the link to all of our podcast platform links down below in the description. If you guys want to go below and click on those links and follow us on everything that you possibly have, I know a lot of you are working out and you just can't open up your YouTube and watch this, so now Spotify gives you that opportunity to do so. So this is a pretty big step moving forward. Obviously would like to get some sponsorships out of this and just overall a bigger reach for Daily Grind Fantasy Sports. So thank you for you guys for all of your support and helping us to get to this point. Keep in mind that the Spotify will be released, all the podcasts will be released right after the YouTube videos are uploaded, so give it, you know, about 20 to 30 minutes after the YouTube videos are uploaded for those to get released onto all of those platforms. So, again, very excited about this, and we will be putting out an MMA podcast. I know we'll be touching base here with Kevin. There's some fights going on Wednesday, I believe, so the video should be uploaded tomorrow at some point. I think I have the timing right. I don't know. I'm losing track of days here. Pandemic does some crazy things to your brain. So, but let's go ahead and talk about last night. So last night, I have to keep in mind that a lot of you now can't see what's on my screen, so I'm going to describe it to you guys. We have our Patreon cheat sheet for $20 a month. Last night, we had V5 as our biggest leverage spot on the entire slate. So many people were on the underdog for BLG, rightfully so. They've been on a tear, and a lot of people were on SN and TES, but nobody, and I mean nobody, was on V5. They all carried less than 5% ownership. We projected them all less than 9%. There was actually a couple guys that were not as high owned as our projections, so it ended up being better. And I'm going to go ahead and show you guys, like I said, that they were the biggest leverage spot here on their cheat sheet. And if we switch over to the results of my personal lineups here, I took down a couple contests, turned $75 into $802 because of our leverage tool. I actually also cashed in a double up just because some other people decided not to play TES. And TES didn't actually do that bad, but just V5 did that much better. It was a high octane match, and SN actually ended up being the optimal four-man stack. So I was actually surprised that I took down some of these contests. Nobody played SN four-man stack and V5 three-stack in a lot of my contests, at least in this 195-person one I actually took first, $27 entry. So very surprising. Again, the power of leverage is in your favor when things don't happen the way that they're supposed to, which does happen a lot in sports. So this is why leverage is something I will always preach, and I'll always preach in DFS. You have to observe the contest, observe the tables, just like poker or Texas Hold'em, and play your cards right, and the percentages will be in your favor eventually if you keep playing the process over and over and the right way to play the process. So very excited on my exact results last night. Let's go ahead and replicate those exact results tonight as we break down this two-game LPL slate. I'm not a fan of these small slates. The bigger slates just have a lot more variables, a lot more teams to choose from, and quite personally, I do better in the bigger slates. But LPL, we'll have to settle for it tonight, two games. Team Week opens up as a favorite. I actually need to switch to my other look here. We're on Pinnacle Vegas odds here. Team Week, -558 versus LNG Esports, +407. So this is a pretty decent favorite for Team Week. LNG actually got off to a roaring start at the beginning of the split, however, has slowed down since, and Team Week has looked pretty darn good. So they have opened up here. If we break this in terms of percentages, I'm going to pull up my cheat sheet for tonight. We have Team We projected at an 84% chance to win, which makes LNG a 16% chance to win. So again, very, very heavy favorite. And if we compare the total kills in both of these matchups, Team We 14.5 kills to 7.5 deaths, and LNG 7.5 kills to 14.5 deaths. The pace of this game is going to be set at 22 over under. So let's compare that to the other match here. We have LGD versus Rogue Warriors. LGD opens up as at another pretty decent size favorite, minus 497. Rogue Warriors plus 369. So if we compare that in terms of win percentage, we have LGD projected 82% win percentage and RW at an 18% win percentage. Slightly lower favorited odds than I guess you could compare that to Team Wii, which is actually fantastic because what people don't know is that the pace of this LGD matchup is actually going to be higher than the other matchup, at least projected by Vegas odds. We have LGD projected at 16.5 kills and 9.5 deaths. RW projected at 9.5 kills and 16.5 deaths. This is a over-under at 26 right now, which is 4 kills higher than the other matchup per map. Keep in mind, if they go to 3 maps, this could be a bloodbath, and it could result in a high amount of DFS points. So right now, if you're asking for my personal opinion, we're looking at salaries across the board. LGD is actually lower priced than Team Wii, which is great because I like them. Give me all the LGD for cash games, which would pair them with Team Wii. Those are going to be your two chalky teams. If you're asking me for a 4-3 stack, I'm going to favor LGD and I'm going to put Team Wii as my 3-man stack. If I'm looking at the slate for the very first time here. So we're going to wait for things to adjust. We're going to wait for projections to adjust. And as you guys know, I usually go over my favorite cash game plays. Again, I save my GPP options for the Patreon users. So if you are interested in signing up for Patreon, again, only $20 a month. I really would appreciate all the support. If you guys do sign up today, you get all the cheat sheets, you get all the leverage spots, and you get, again, my cheat sheet for $20. You get a Discord chat where a more than willing community is willing to help you guys out. We have now 4 coaches in the chat between League of Legends, CSGO. We have MMA in there, myself, and NBA coaches that are just willing to help you guys. And again, the value is there. $20 a month, you can buy an expensive dinner for more than that. So again, $20 a month, very cheap. And anyway, we're going to go ahead and break down our favorite cash plays on the slate. Value-wise, starting at the top position is going to be Lang X from LGD. Keep in mind, the LPL rosters are not out yet. They will be out relatively soon. I will post a pinned post in the link in the description on my YouTube video. If you guys are watching on Spotify, I will go ahead and pin that in the Spotify description. So keep in mind, if you guys want access to those starting rosters, these are not set in stone as of right now. Feel free to check the pinned post later today. LGD, Lang X, top. He is 11.3 point per dollar value, the highest on the slate. Morgan is next from Team Wii, a 10.9 point per dollar value. Keep in mind, LGD and Team Wii are going to be dominant across all these positions. Starting at the jungler position here is going to be Peanut, again from LGD, a 12.2 point per dollar value, projected 82.98 fantasy point output. P. Shang from Team Wii, an 11.5 point per dollar value. Next on the list is going to be the mid position, XIYE. Don't know how you're going to pronounce that. 11.5 point per dollar value, 85.44 points projected output. And then Teacher Ma from Team Wii, an 11 point per dollar value. Next on the list is going to be the ADC position. It's going to be Kramer. It looks like LGD, like I predicted, is going to be the best value on the slate. Again, if you're asking for straight comparison to Team Wii, I like all their players across the board. They are just cheaper. So 12.6 point per dollar value, a 92.99 fantasy point output. And then Zhu Meng from Team Wii, a 12.1 point per dollar value. Last but not least, is going to be the support position. The support position is going to be dominated by Mark, a 10.4 point per dollar value, and then missing from Team Wii. They are actually projected the exact same fantasy points. It's just that, again, Mark is cheaper than missing. So he is better value-wise, but slightly. So 10.4 to 10 point per dollar value. I also want to touch base on the team position. We're looking for the slider favorite that's going to save you salary. That's actually going to be LGD. This might be the one exception on the slate where I will take the higher salaried team, which is going to be Team Wii, 5,600. The reason is, like I said, I'm probably going to end up stacking a 4-man LGD. The chalk might be with Team Wii. It actually might end up being leveraged, so again, I won't know till later in the day where the ownership is going to be. I'm assuming it's going to be split pretty dead even. I'm going to have to make an executive decision on what team I'm going to favor. It's going to be tough. The slate's going to be tough. If there's an upset, well, then there's even more leverage, and hopefully we have another great night. So hopefully you guys did enjoy this video and now podcast. If you did, please hit that like button, please hit that subscription button, and please hit that notification bell, of course, for all of our future videos and live streams. And with all that being said, guys, have a great rest of your day, and let's cash.